Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and in a few minutes we're going to be talking to a writer from Slate about whether young people or old people make the best entrepreneurs. So if you've struck out on your own, particularly during the last few years of recession, you can start calling now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We want to hear directly from entrepreneurs in the audience in a little bit. And if you've started multiple companies over time, do you think age and experience actually mattered to your success? 212-433-9692. Or did you do better when you were young and fresh and, you know, didn't have all those dying brain cells? But first, as you know, we're in the middle of our rut or recovery series, asking you to write in with stories about whether you and our economy are on the road to recovery or stuck in a rut. And with me now is our Jody Avergan, producer and editor of the Rut or Recovery series. We've actually been getting lots of posts to the project from many of you who've started your own businesses. So, hey, Jody.
Hey, Brian.
What kind of stories have come in from entrepreneurs?
We've gotten a number from people, and they're sort of at both ends of the spectrum, people who are just starting out their careers and people who are at the end of their careers. You'll remember the last week we did a call out for people who've graduated within the last few years, and we got a call from Alex in Manhattan. Let's take a listen to that.
Well, I thought it was going to be a little easier to get a job. The whole time we're in school, everybody's like, oh, it's a great time to be in school, great time to be in school, because when we're in school is when the economy crashed. And then, so it was a great time to be in school until you graduated, and then it wasn't, you know, a great time to be in the job market. So I was looking for work for a while, probably like half a year. And then me and a classmate of mine decided to open our own gallery down the Lower East Side, which, I mean, it's kind of like a burgeoning art gallery, you know, area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we opened Rooster Gallery on Orchard Street, right below Houston.
And Brian, you had a good line for him after you spoke with him. You said, you know, if you can't find a job working for the man, then you just become the man.
That's right. So is it a good time for a young person to become an entrepreneur?
Well, for these young people, it sort of is emerging as like this third option, right? It used to be you graduate and you find a job, or you graduate and you sort of float around a little bit. And now it seems like becoming an entrepreneur is part of cobbling together a career. So maybe you work a job during the day and at night you work on a business that you can start online. Throughout this project, I've spoken to career counselors, financial advisors, and they really talk about how for people who graduated recently, you have to cobble together a career, and being an entrepreneur is an option.
The stitch, as we talked about it with that career counselor the other day. You can stitch together a career, the new reality for many people. And what about older workers? That's what we'll be talking about with the reporter from Slate. Are we getting posts from them?
Right. So I'll be interested to hear what she has to say. But yeah, we are getting posts from older workers. And from my perspective, you know, within this project, it's a little bit of a bleaker outlook for them. We're hearing from a lot of people. Someone named Tim List from Manhattan wrote in about how he has 21 years of experience. He got laid off, and his only option is to become an entrepreneur. When you're young, it might be something exciting, the way to start out. But for a lot of these people, it's sort of a what next moment after years and years of having a steady job. We have gotten a few hopeful posts. We did hear from someone named Matthew, who wrote about getting laid off in 2007, struggling, going on long-term unemployment, and then finally saying, well, you know, if it's going to be this rough, I might as well do it on my own. And it's been 3 years, and it's turning around for him.
We know freelancing has been tough. Looks like for the people posting to our project, it's often done at the end of a career, not always by choice. So we'll be curious to hear what Annie Lowry from Slate has to say about older entrepreneurs, and WNYC's Jody Avergan curating our Rut and Recovery project. You can still post about yourself or your community for the next few days before we end this at the end of the year. Are you or your community in a rut or in a recovery at this patchwork moment in our economy? Thanks a lot, Jody.
Thank you.
And with me now is Annie Lowry, economy and business reporter from Slate. She writes that despite what we just heard from Jody, older entrepreneurs are, in fact, more successful than younger ones. Hi, Annie. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And listeners, we'll take phone calls for a few minutes here. Have you started your own company? How old were you when you started? Do you think that made a difference? 212-433 WNYC, 433-9692. And Annie, judging from the, you know, tiny, thoroughly unscientific sample on our Reddit Recovery page, anecdotally, it seems like our older entrepreneurs are struggling compared to the younger ones.
And it's a hard environment for entrepreneurs, full stop. It's very, very difficult to get credit right now. Obviously, the economy is really, really hurting. You know, there's 10% unemployment. People are holding their spending back. So I definitely argue, you know, note that this is a bad time, you know, for young businesses, full stop. So it's going to be hard for everybody. But in my article, the point that I made was just that there's plenty of evidence that older folks kind of make more successful entrepreneurs, even though young folks have a lot of the sort of institutional attention to get them to start their own businesses and to encourage them to start their own businesses.
According to your research, can you say what gives older entrepreneurs an upper hand?
It's a few things. One thing is that they tend to have longer, because perhaps they own a home and they can use that to get a better loan. So their financial situation starting out, it might be a little bit easier for them to get the kind of startup capital that you need to actually start a business. And then the second component is that, you know, they have better skills. They might have been a manager before. They might understand, you know, some more things about the brass tacks of running a business, about managing people. You know, they have bigger Rolodexes. And obviously, you need an idea to start a business, but you also need some business acumen. And, of course, older workers probably have that more so than younger workers.
You should see our board full of entrepreneurs of all ages calling in. You want to talk to some of these people?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about Valine in Bay Ridge to start us off? Valine, did I say your name right?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, what you doing?
No, basically, I started a company almost 5 years ago, and I started just because I wasn't happy with the jobs that were out there. I went to school for art education, and I just started off slow and worked a part-time job during the day. And I think it was absolutely helpful that I was young and I was willing to take those risks, and I hadn't made a lot of money. I still haven't made a lot of money. So I think I'm more flexible, and I don't have a lot of weight on my shoulders. Maybe older entrepreneurs have on their shoulders.
How do you get the money to invest to start the business?
Well, I think I really didn't have any money. I kind of just started small. You know, I got a few private clients in their homes, and I still had that part-time job that paid my rent and paid my bills. And from there, as it grew, you know, I've been doing the job full-time now for about 2 years now, and I have people that work for me. But I think having a part-time job in the beginning was really helpful, because I know in the beginning of a business, you're not going to make money. And if you're too focused on just making money, your product isn't going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having that flexibility where I was just focusing on making my product really good and sellable, as opposed to just making the money, that helped me as a business owner.
Well,
I think also I was more flexible. So
thank you so much. Good luck out there.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Grace in Jersey City. You're on WNYC. Hi, Grace.
Oh, hi. I am so pleased you chose me, and I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been in business for 35 years. I guess I'm 66 now. And I think that although there are a lot of advantages when I was young, to the energy and actually not knowing very much, you know, that you don't know the mistakes, so you can just charge ahead. But I like it now because I have made so many mistakes. They're not such a big deal, and I'm not as fearful, and it's more fun.
And so there are advantages to being young and there are advantages to being older,
yeah.
But you think on balance, experience wins.
Yes, I do. I mean, I think that the entrepreneurial world needs both. There are advantages to any different age that you are. And energy is wonderful. But I want to just say one more thing. I think partnership is really important.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phrase I love, which is like one person can do nothing, two people are a complaining society, and three people can start a revolution. And that, I think, is a key thing if you're going to begin anything, to have at least one partner so you can complain together.
That's great, Grace. Thank you very much. So, Annie Lowry, are there some companies that could only be started by the young? For example, I finally saw the movie Social Network on Sunday, and of course it's the story of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. And I can't imagine an older entrepreneur grasping the future impact of social networking and understanding the technology behind Facebook and the way it intersected with, you know, the actual social lives of students and the ways they were already using their computers as well as face-to-face interactions, which grew so organically out of his college experience.
So I think that you bring up a really good point, which is I think part of the reason that entrepreneurship and particularly in the tech sector where you have all of these startup companies, because there's been so many outsized examples of really just, you know, revolutionary companies that were started by really young people. So Mark Zuckerberg in college, or the Google guys were in grad school, or, you know, obviously Bill Gates, I think, dropped out of college to start Microsoft,
right,
if I remember correctly.
I think that's right.
That you know, if you think of those being three of the most revolutionary companies in the past 30 or 40 years, and they were all started by people who were really young, it's understandable why we think that especially in the tech sector, that the best entrepreneurs are the young entrepreneurs. But there isn't a ton of evidence when you look at you know, Silicon Valley as a whole. It turns out that the average age of startup founders in one study, which was done by some researchers at the Kauffman Foundation, the average age is 39, which is, I wouldn't say it's young, I wouldn't say it's old, you know, it's you know, sort of, you have some experience under your belt in the working world there. And there's actually twice as many tech startup founders who are over the age of 50 as opposed to under the age of 25. So even there, the skew is actually a little bit older. Mm. And in terms of whether those companies are more successful when they're started by older entrepreneurs, there's still a little bit of evidence that they are. And maybe we aren't talking about these wild revolutionary companies that become very big and really change how we, you know, interact with the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the startups that were founded by older, better educated, more experienced workers tended to make it and to grow and to have higher sales and more employees.
So what I would say is
that, you know, there's probably a lot of companies, you know, and we know that most companies fail. Most new companies fail, but you know, there's some slight advantage to being a little bit older, even in the technology sector.
So is it just my impression, or despite this, do venture capitalists tend to favor the young?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly an age bias there. And here, you know, the evidence gets a little bit more anecdotal, and we would actually need more studies to know. But yeah, there's plenty of evidence that you know, venture capital tends to be attracted to younger folks, even though it remains easier to get a bank loan if you're older, you know, a more traditional bank loan, which is, you know, a credit card or a bank loan is how most companies in their early years are still funded, as opposed to venture capital.
Well, maybe it's because younger CEOs are easier to push around and will probably seek the advice of their investors more so than older entrepreneurs.
Yeah, it's a good point. And obviously, you know, when we think about the world of startups and the world of new companies, it's enormous, and it's hard to make any sort of generalizations about it. And we do need more studies to figure out, you know, how to get the best companies and the most companies going.
Lauren in Asbury Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I'm an entrepreneur. I started my business 2 years ago. I'm 29 now. I do internet marketing for law firms, and I also do websites for them. So I think that in my profession, being younger certainly gives you an advantage. When you're younger, it's easier to learn. For young people like me, it's easier to take risks. You know, I don't have any kids yet. Some of my friends don't have mortgages yet. My husband, fortunately, had a job, so I did not have those kind of hurdles to face when starting my business.
Mm-hmm. And so those are some advantages of being young, not just young, but also childless and without a lot of immediate financial obligations, is what you're saying.
Yes. One thing I would like to add is that I can see an advantage of being older and in being an entrepreneur in other businesses, because I noticed that my parents' generation, they have a lot more patience. And our generation, you know, we want immediate gratification. We want it right away. And it's harder, I think, for my generation to stick to something when it doesn't necessarily succeed immediately.
Thanks for calling, Lauren. I appreciate it. That's an interesting observation, too. Madeline in Norwalk, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Good morning. I'm one of seven children, and my mother at 55 was always kind of a very literate and interested in the arts. Anyway, a gentleman came to her and asked her to invest in his startup printing business, and he She was interested, and she put some money in, and my father said, well, you really have to help him out. So she put in a lot of money, and 6 months later, he came back and said he wanted to, he had to go Chapter 11. And she freaked out because it was just too much money. So she actually went down, learned how to run the presses, do the bids on the pricing, and actually got all of us involved in wrapping and delivering all this stuff. So we got sharp on the printing business. But she turned it around in about 3 years and realized that printing business was on the way out because of computers and Xerox machines. And so she sold it. But because of the credit problems that she had within that business, what you need to do.
And experience mattered in her case.
No, she had only done volunteer work all her life. And brought up seven children.
The opposite.
Yeah, the opposite.
So. Madeline, thank you very much. I have to leave it there. And Annie Lowry from Slate, who wrote about age and entrepreneurship, what's the moral of the story for you? I could keep taking calls from our great listeners all day who are starting businesses. They're starting businesses and listening to the show, so it's a really fabulous combination. You know, people of all ages having some success and having at least some optimism right now.
Well, yeah, I would say that for me, the moral of the story is that for a long time we thought that small businesses were really the engines of economic growth in the United States. It turns out that new businesses are actually the real engines. They're the people that, you know, change the economy and hire new workers and really help the country in a macroeconomic perspective grow. And so what I would say is, you know, whether you're young or whether you're old, you know, the country needs more companies, needs more new companies. And we need to figure out how to make sure that they're better and that they're supported and they're bigger. And thanks to your listeners for calling in and sharing their experiences with starting companies or helping other companies grow.
And thanks again to you, Annie Lowry, economic and business reporter for Slate. Thanks. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a minute, the first 2010 census figures are just being released right now. So we're going to bring you the very first word on what changes they have found for the United States, for our area, including whether New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are about to lose some congressional seats to Texas or somewhere. So stay tuned, and we'll find out about that in a minute.